A can-do attitude makes perfection possible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Instant Illumination. A can-do attitude makes perfection possible. Oh, my, my, my. How wonderful that is. How true that is. A can-do attitude makes perfection possible. I'm so naive. I'm so innocent. I believe it. I believe that I can go around saying, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And as I go around saying, I can do it, somehow the genius, the ability, the talent, the magnificence of being able to do it dwells up inside of me and it is done. I indeed can do it. How many tasks have I gone forth to do that I knew nothing about ostensibly in the beginning? Ostensibly, from all appearances, it looked as though I knew nothing about it. Ostensibly, I had no ability to understand what was going on. Ostensibly, from all outer appearances, I had no previous education, I had no previous training, I had no previous experience to tell me that I knew how to do it. Now, let's take a child. And we always like to use children, they're so wonderful. Now, you give a child a computer. Depending upon his age, he'll pound on that computer, he'll beat at it, and he'll do things with it. And then he'll see that the computer begins to light up, or the computer begins to do things. And if it's a game computer, he sees little games, little people on it. He sees all sorts of things. And then he'll figure out how he can make those people do things. If he presses this button, the people go that way. If he presses this button, people go that way. Nobody tells him. He's just playing there by himself, figuring it out. But he's not figuring it out. He's just pressing buttons. And he's saying, this button, if I press it, the guy jumps up and down. This button, if I press it, the guy jumps up and down. This button, if I press it, the guy jumps up and down. This button, if I press it, the guy jumps up and down. He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything about computers. He doesn't know that he's just a little tyke, 2 years old, 3 years old, maybe less. But he's playing on that computer. And his mother lets him do it. His father lets him do it. His teacher in school lets him do it. The playground area lets him do it. Apple. He goes down to the Apple store. He sits on a big ball on the floor and has the Apple computers that the children can play with, and that they can punch things in and bring up games and so on. And the children are sitting there, completely involved, completely absorbed in this. And maybe at home they didn't have the privilege of doing it, or quite likely they did, but when they came to Apple Store, the Apple Store says, go for it, kids. Beat the hell out of the computers. No, Apple Store doesn't say that. They don't say that. Apple Store is not stupid. They say, touch the computer, children, and see the magic, the fun that it is. Touch the computer and play with, have fun with the computer. They don't say, beat it up. Parents are always worried. My children are going to ruin it. They're too young to play with my thing. They're going to, and so it is. But the Apple Store says, go. And they say, hey, kids, if you have any questions, just say, hey, please, Mr. in the red shirt, Miss in the red shirt, would you help me? And the red shirt person comes over and says, sure. I want to turn on this game. How do I do that? Well, what do you think you should do to turn on that game? They don't give them the answer right away. And the kid says, well, I guess you got to turn the machine on. No, the machine's on. Where are the games stored? Well, you have a special box that you keep them in. No, no, they're inside the machine. Oh, yeah, of course, I know that. Now, how do you get them so that you can play with them? Well, you put them on the screen. You put them on the video screen. You put them on the DVD screen. You put them on the television screen there. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Now, how do you get them there? Well, I don't know. Yes, you do. Don't say, I don't know. What game do you want to play? I don't know what games are there. Okay, let's press this button. And this button says, games. Oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't you know that? Because I can't read. Okay, see, that's a big G, and that's a games. So press that button. Okay? And so the kid presses the button. Ooh, boy, look at all those pictures. Those are each picture is a game. And there's 12 pictures at one time up there. Which one do you want? Well, this is a touch screen thing where you touch the screen and up will come whatever you go. Okay, I want this game. And so you touch the screen and up comes the game. And then, how do you play the game? Well, that's what we have these here for, is for you to learn how easy it is. And if we tell you how to do it, you'll not remember it yourself. But if you figure it out yourself, you'll keep it forever. Oh, come on now, that's like my daddy talking. Well, you got a smart daddy. Okay, now, you just touch the screen for what you want. I want this game. Well, touch the screen. My fingers are dirty. The screen doesn't care. It's glass. You can just wash it off. Okay, so you touch the screen. And he's got sticky caramel on his fingers, and he's got chocolate on his fingers, and he's got luching on his fingers, and he touches the screen. And he puts his finger back in his mouth and says, let's see now. And then he puts his finger on the screen again, and the screen says, dry your finger off before you touch me, because we're getting a bad contact here. What? It talks to him and says that. And so he wipes his finger off on his shirt, and he puts his finger back on there. And then he moves it around, and the game comes up. And he plays the game. He doesn't know what the game's supposed to be, but he presses buttons, and he does different things, and he's just having such fun. Now, the more often he presses that game, the more often he learns to press the buttons gently. You don't have to punch at the screen. The screen is touch sensitive, so gentle touch, and you learn how to do it. Now, it's a can-do attitude that makes perfection possible. It's a can-do attitude that allows this child to do whatever he wants to do. And it's a can-do attitude that the instructor must have, or the trainers must have, or the red-shirted people at Apple must have as they go around talking to the children and talking to the adults who are children. And the adults say, can I use this? And can I do that? And the red-shirted person said, well, what is it you'd like to accomplish? And the people say, well, I'm not really sure what I want. What can I accomplish? Well, the red-shirted person, what do you want to accomplish? Do you want to write books? Do you want to play games? Do you want to do your bookkeeping? What is it you want to do with the computer? Well, I want to do all those things. Well, that's fine. Most of the programs are already on the computer. Now, you have a can-do attitude. That's why you're in the Apple Store. And you're so naive, you're so innocent, you believe that these things actually work. You believe that inside of that little tiny box that you're buying is the complete business course that you want to take. It is the complete bookkeeping system that you want to have. It's the complete writing techniques. It's the blogging symbols that get you onto the internet and let everybody in the world know what wonderful ideas you have in your mind. A can-do attitude makes perfection possible. The perfection is there, but it's hidden. It's like your diamond inside of you. It's there. Your absolute original purity and integrity has never left you. It's just got covered over with a little diamond, with a little volcanic dust from the type of world that you're living in. And so you back off a bit and you dust yourself off and you say, I can do it. And then, step by step, you go into it. Now, some people learn a little slower, and learn is not the word, but some people accept that it works a little slower. And so they go into the tutorial on the Apple programs. And they take the tutorial program on Word, so they can learn how to write. And Word tells them, do this, do this, do this. And they do this, do this, do this. And then Word says, now do this, do this, do this. And they do it 3, 4, or 5 times. And pretty soon they feel very comfortable with it. Then they go to the next step in the tutorial, and it says, now, these are keystrokes that will bring you these type of results. Now, are these the type of results you want? Yep, yep, yep. Now, the next step, these are keystrokes that will get you out of trouble. Who's getting in trouble? Just wait. These are keystrokes that get you out of trouble. You do a control... escape, alternate control escape, And that brings up this box, and it's the box that will allow you to delete, or rather, not really delete, but, you know, stop. It'll stop a program that's not working right. And so you go in there, and you bring it up, and it says, oh, there it is. It says, your word is not working right, and so you stop it. Your little red ball is bouncing all over the place. You can't do a thing. And so you stop it. And then everything else you can use. Everything else you can use. But you're courageous. And you go back and you bring up the word again. And word comes up and you can use it just fine. And then you do some silly thing that locks it. You do something like putting too much energy in it, too much heat under it. You expect it to do things that it's not designed to do, and it says, ha-ha, I'm going to lock you out of there. It doesn't lock everything. It doesn't kill everything. It doesn't crash everything. It just crashes the one program that you messed up, and it gives you the opportunity to uncrash it in an easy, simple way. Just alternate, command, and escape. And up comes your opportunity to take away any program that's not functioning right. Now, I'm so naive and innocent that I believe that, and it doesn't. Yes, I'm so naive and so innocent that when I hear these little techniques, these little simple things, I do it. And it is so wonderful. And little by little, by practice, I always knew these things, but now I know that I know them. Now I have them on the surface. Now they are a functioning thing in my life, and it is so wonderful. And my can-do attitude makes perfection, that I am, revealed. Possible, we say. A can-do attitude makes perfection possible. I say a can-do attitude makes perfection revealed, because it's always there. It's always waiting to be shining forth in our life, in my world, in my experience, and my can-do attitude brings it right to the surface. So the little children in the Apple store are having a time of their life. So Apple, in their great wisdom, gave all the schools virtually in the United States, whoever wanted them, Apple computers to use to train their students on computers, long before computers were really comfortable in everybody's hands. And the children who grew up on Apple computers became Apple aficionados. They wanted Apples in their life. They were aficionados of the Apple program, of the Apple's computer, and the Apple company. And so the Apple company became one of the great companies of the world. Oh, it had struggles. It had to give before it could receive. And it gave of itself, freely, openly, wonderfully, and still does. It still does to the schools and to the colleges and to the universities and to students who are going to school. They get a great discount on their Apple equipment. And Apple is still making money hand over fist. It's a can-do attitude that makes perfection possible. That can-do attitude is in us, and it makes perfection possible in us. Are you ready to be perfect? Are you ready to reveal who you really are? Are you ready to have a life that's filled with every experience that ever comes to your attention? You say, I can do that. I can do that. And most children will tell you, I can do that. I know how. And they have the slightest idea in the world, except they do know that in them, they can do anything when they put their attention to the fact that they can do it. And then, lo and behold, they do it. And how wonderful, how good, how beautiful, how fantastic, and how magnificent that is. I make a can-do attitude my everyday fare. And I am the happiest, fulfillest, wonderfulest, most magnificent, happy guy in the universe. And I look around and I see everybody else just like me. And I think that's wonderful. Have yourself a happy can-do day. I love you. I love you. I love you.